It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Riots are nothing new, but historically, rioters have not tended to carry BlackBerries around. The phones made by Research in Motion, or RIM, have been used by rioters in England this week to coordinate activities. Security and privacy researcher Chris Segoyan says those phones could leave a trail.
The police in the UK have taken an interest in the BlackBerry Messenger service, which is extremely popular in the UK. All of the messages that go through this are going through the servers operated by RIM. And so if the company chooses to do so, it could hand over all of the messages sent by UK customers over the last few days.
So RIM has copies of those messages that are being sent through BlackBerry devices, whereas other companies may not.
The messages are passing through RIM's servers. Whether RIM decides to keep a copy, that's unclear. Certainly the government, you know, the moment that these riots start happening and the government realizes how much of a role these devices are playing in the riots, the government could easily go to RIM and say, please retain these messages, even if you weren't going to retain them before. But it's also quite likely that they're already saving the messages to begin with.
RIM's willingness to help the cops is not going unnoticed, says Graham Cluley of the security firm Sophos.
What's happened is that the official BlackBerry blog has been hacked by a gang called Team Poison. And they posted a message up on the BlackBerry blog saying, you won't assist the UK police, because if you do, innocent people might be harmed as well. And furthermore, you know, if you think you're going to help the police, realize this. We've got details of your employees. We've got their addresses, their names, their phone numbers. And we'll make this public and pass it on to the rioters. Do you really want that, Research in Motion? Now, I think we have to take some of those claims with a pinch of salt. There's nothing to indicate that they do have that kind of information regarding Research in Motion employees. But obviously, you know, it's a nasty bit of blackmail.
Regular people have entered the online fray as well, says researcher Ashkan Soltani.
We're seeing a group of citizens take it upon themselves to start using photo recognition software to identify rioters. And raising some interesting questions, since one, you know, the information is public, right? These are public photos, although much of the information, I suspect, if the law enforcement officials started working with them, would come from the surveillance cameras in London as well. So you could have a great deal of, like, crowdsourced monitoring, right? Kind of surveillance by your peers.
More on this story at MarketplaceTech.org. Time to report the findings.
According to a recent study,
Facebook can make you empathetic, but also antisocial and paranoid. That's just the latest study. There are new studies on Facebook all the time. Producer Larissa Anderson is here to help me recap what we've heard in just the last year.
All right. August 2010, Facebook users are narcissists.
November 2010, Facebook linked to low self-esteem.
Also November 2010, Facebook makes people more social.
January 2011, Facebook makes people sad.
February 2011, Facebook causes stress and anxiety.
March 2011, Facebook helps self-esteem.
June 2011, Facebook users have more close friends.
So just remember, if you use Facebook, you may be empathetic, self-involved, have low self-esteem and high self-esteem, be social and antisocial, be sad, have close friends, and be paranoid. Good luck. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business, with commercial-grade products and personal account managers to help your business be ready for anything. BestBuy.com/business.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.